So how do you speak to that really ready prospect? How do you really speak to their limbic system and activate that yes that is sitting inside of them? Well, unsurprisingly, your why, your purpose, your North Star, your mission statement, whatever you want to call it, is really one of the key pieces here, because the people who are really ready for this, they don't really care about what you do, how you do it. Yes, sometimes you can talk about it, but that's not really what brings people into a transformational container. Remember, these are people who are looking for much more than just transactional results. And it is that why, it is that alignment with your purpose, with your North Star, with your reason for being. It is that lands with the limbic system. It is recognizing that the two of you, as in you and a prospect, or you know, the two of you in I don't just mean like one client, but like as a pair, you and any individual prospect as a pair, align in terms of why you are doing this. Like, they feel a real alignment with that. And in order to feel a real alignment with that, they have to be hearing that from you. They have to be, more importantly, feeling that from you. So as much as it is important to really get the energy and the motion behind your ability to deliver the thing that you're delivering, to be excited about delivering the thing that you're delivering, to really have certainty in the value of it, it is also even more important, and perhaps beforehand, to really know that your why, your North Star, your mission is truly, truly what you want. Like, it's truly the thing that you believe in more than anything. And if there is any doubt that this is the thing that you believe in more than anything, then go back to it. Ask yourself, what would I need to do with this to really feel impassioned by it, to really feel excited and driven by it? And the same is true for the work. Like, what would need to be different in this beautiful program that I've created? What would need to be different if I'm not feeling like fully excited and aligned and have so much faith and trust in the fact that this is going to be an absolute game changer for my clients? Anywhere where I'm not feeling that like that, what would I need to do differently to make this like the easiest thing for me to be wholly, completely bought into and excited about? Because once you can identify, you know, it's easier to identify from that kind of perspective, like, okay, I feel like something's not quite right. What am I feeling? And what is the story behind why I'm feeling like that? What would I need to do differently, or what would I get to do differently that would allow this to be like a 20 out of 10? You know, like, it needs to be so exciting, and it gets to be so exciting, so thrilling, that you are literally wetting yourself with excitement every time you talk about it. Like, it gets to be that fun. And very often we stop ourselves before it gets that fun because we just don't think that it's available to us. We stop ourselves so often in life, in fact, when things get to just kind of being like good, you know, like things are good, you know, so I'm good, so I can just stop now. But the point is, with transformational impact, is you really tapping into the ability to go all the way, whatever that looks like. And there is no limit to all the way, so you can just continue and continue and continue. And is that commitment to going as far as you can ever possibly go, that connects with the limbic system. It connects with that desire that in fact we all have inside of us to actualize. But so many of us stop ourselves before we get there, and of course you can't ever get there. We stop ourselves short of it because it doesn't feel available to us. So it's connecting with all of this passion, all of this purpose, and really speaking from that rather than the nitty-gritty of the exact thing that you're exactly going to do that's going to create the exact result, which is, again, not to say that you can never talk from that. Please do, but always with an eye to your why. Always, always with an eye to your why. And really speak, you really want to feel like the people that you are selling to are your best friends, because that's basically what they're going to wind up being. When you are in these intimate containers, these clients become best friends of yours, which isn't to say that the boundaries blur between client relationship and friend relationship, because you're always focused on their lives, on their shifts, on their reality. And yet that relationship is growing you. If you feel like the people that you're speaking to when you're writing marketing or live streaming or speaking on stage or doing whatever it is that you do, if it feels like those people are like separate from you, if it feels like they are, you know, on a completely different wavelength and doing completely different things, and you have to convince them and talk them around and all those things, then you're thinking about them in a way, in like a way of disconnection. You're not open. You haven't got your heart open to them. So again, how can you shift that energy so that you feel open-hearted to them, so that you know that they are your best, very best friends in the making, and talk to them like you're sharing confidences, because you are. This is really how you really engage their limbic system and have them like sitting at the end of their phone or their computer or in a seat in the audience, feeling like compelled, like they have to spend time with you, be in your energy, work with you. This is how you speak to the limbic system. So get really, really clear on all of the feelings that come up when you sit down to create something or stand up to create something, to connect with those people. Do you feel excited? Do you feel impassioned? Do you feel certain? Do you feel like these people are literally here waiting to be invited in, like aching to be enclosed in your container of love and kindness and compassion? And if there is any resistance to that, that is where you need to be looking.